partnership is a kind of a one-stop shop for heritage in the city. So we have the Greater Manchester and Manchester Archives and Local Studies Collections, Northwest Film Archive, which is part of Manchester Met, the Race Relations Resource Centre, which is part of University of Manchester, Manchester and Lancashire Family History Society, which is runs a help desk for genealogists. That's a voluntary body with a membership. And we have the BFI Mediatek. And there are also historic registers, so a partnership with the registry office.
And as we can hear, there's some babble around us. We are only a few steps away from a coffee shop. This isn't like a library, is it? What's this about?
This is the modern version of a library, where we welcome people in. They don't have to keep quiet. The whole of the ground floor here in Central Library is given over to archives and a cafe. So you can get a really nice cup of coffee, and they do good cakes in here, but you will also find interactive displays showing off some of the highlights of the collections that belong to all of the partners. So that's really the tip of the iceberg, and the idea is that seeing those things will inspire you to dig deeper and explore the archives in more detail.
Well, we've just moved from the coffee shop, but you can access screens there. We've walked past the elephant that you can lift up. It makes a noise and it's going to tell the story about the Bellevue elephant. Something like this is really good when you're in town shopping on a Saturday afternoon. Bring the kids in for a few minutes, you have a coffee, and get them interested in something.
That's exactly what they're hoping for, yeah. To draw people in to enjoy something very interactive. There's a really cool virtual archive wall, touch screens, there are boxes visible, and any box with a label has got some stuff in it, and you touch it and it's all animated. The box will float out, open up and show you the contents. So everything's very accessible.
And tell me a little bit about this idea, again, that people can come in. We're talking about, you referred to it before as a third space. What's that about?
I've started to hear this term being used. First and second spaces are home and work, and the third space is somewhere to go with something to do that is neither of those two things. So it's a place where, I don't know, it's cultural space. The library is laid out in some places like a living room. There are sofas and comfy chairs. Sometimes there's just a little stool to perch on. If you're not staying for very long, then there are study areas in the reading room where you can really get down to business with lights and power supplies, free Wi-Fi everywhere. So whatever you want to do, sitting about, reading a book or watching something on your tablet, or studying for your PhD.
And this is a very light, open, airy, and visually bright white space, very different to what used to be here. I've got to be honest, I never came into this part of Central Library. I went downstairs to where the old theatre was, but I'd never been into this bit, and this was never open to the public, was it?
There was a lot of back areas on the ground floor where the reference collections were stored on massive rows, miles and miles of shelving, and the librarians would bring you the book that you'd ordered by, you know, you ask them to find the following titles for you. They would fetch them out for you. Now most of that reference stock's on the fourth floor, on self-service, on rolling shelving, which you operate yourself, so you can find it all. So that opened up all this ground floor space, which is previously back shop. They've reversed the sort of 70% back shop to 70% front of shop now, and the lower ground floor where the library theatre used to be is now all the secure archival storage with climate controlled conditions.
And tell me about the Northwest Film Archive. What kind of things could people expect if they came to have a mooch and have a browse round?
Well, Northwest Film Archive collects and preserves and makes available films made in or about the Northwest. So for us now, that's the it's Greater Manchester, Merseyside, Cheshire, Lancashire and Cumbria. We collect film that reflects people's lives in the Northwest. It's not feature film collection, it's all documentary, some BBC regional television material. So it goes from the 1890s up to the present day, and there are everything from newsreel stories to travelogues, industrial films, educational films, home movies, amateur cine club collections. So if you come to Central Library into these nice viewing pods, you can drop in and browse a relatively small selection. We have an online catalogue with 6,500 items in it. In the pods is possibly only 10%. So online you can't see the films, but you can read descriptions of them.
Yeah.
And in the pods you have an interface which most people would be quite familiar with. It looks like a web browser, and you can find things by place, subject, date and so on, or specific titles if you know exactly what you're looking for. So there are 500 or 600 in there, and we've tried to put in a broad cross-section of all kinds of things.
And when you mentioned home movies there, do you sometimes people leave you films in their collections if they've passed on? Maybe people who have strong connections with the city centre or the Northwest want to leave their own personal archives. Is that how you find them?
Yes, we have home movie collections. More often than not, they come to us while people are still alive. But equally, you know, somebody's got the sad job of clearing out a house in someone's possessions, they'll find a shoebox or a suitcase full of Super 8mm film or 9.5mm film and offer it to us so we can preserve the original films and give them a DVD copy usually.
So how does this work then? Because we're sitting in a pod now, and there's a couple of seats, there's access for wheelchairs, and we have a screen in front of us and a keyboard. So do I need to book this, or if I'm shopping in town on a Thursday afternoon, can I bob in?
You can bob in. There are some times a day where you will need to get an activation code from the information point, because we try to sort of, you know, control it a little bit during the day. But at other times you just drop in, and at the weekend on Saturdays there's nobody at the information point, so just drop in and browse. You can type in a word if you're looking for films of Blackpool, or you can click on one of the collections. So we've organised a lot of it by place. So if you click on that one, then within the folder you'll see Stockport.
Okay, well let's go for that now, shall we?
You can click on Stockport, and then within that you'll see that there are 34 films of Stockport, and you run the mouse over them, it gives you a little bit of a description at the bottom, and when you see something interesting, you just hit the button and it will play the film.
Let's go for Bramall Show, 1931. So it's scenes of various arrangements and exhibits at Bramall Flower Show, interior shots of the exhibition marquees, show table displays being judged by ground officials, and the film also includes footage of flower shows at Southport and Mottram in 1932.
Now, this film is made by the Preston brothers, who were the Sydney and Harold Preston were the twin sons of Joshua Preston, who was mayor of Stockport around this time, and they filmed lots of their father's mayoral activities. They were also transport enthusiasts, so we've got some fantastic railway footage, buses, trolley buses.
Yeah, of course, we forget we have the trams in Stockport as well. Yeah.
They were very well travelled. I think they're quite a wealthy family, so they got about, they had cars. Joshua Preston was a great supporter of the infirmary, so there are charity events and so on. So it's a very extensive collection covering that period in Stockport's history. It's some really interesting footage in there.
I think what's interesting as well is that if you haven't been born and bred in an area, maybe you've lived there for a few years, you'll have no idea really of how places used to look. I mean, for example, if we're outside Manchester Central Library now, the way that's changed in the last couple of years, you know, newcomers to the city centre won't remember where the Peace Garden used to be. So things do change on a regular basis. It's always fascinating to see it.
That's the beauty of moving image. It just brings the whole thing to life. So, yeah, you can see St. Peter's Square they just moved the war memorial from the front of the library to the other end of the square and the town hall, and that's to allow for the second city crossing of the tramways. We actually produced a few years ago an iPhone app called the Manchester Time Machine, where you have a little map with pins, and if you stand, you can stand in exactly the same place as the cameraman stood and see a clip of film from the 60s of that place at that time.
And if people are interested in donating footage to you, what's the best way to contact you? How can they do that?
They should contact us either by phone or by email. We're on 247-3097. My colleague Nick Gladden's our acquisitions officer, and he can describe the process and explain what will happen to your films and how we'll look after them for you.
Are you finding, since you've moved here, are there more people accessing the archives, or are you finding that for the time being it's more about getting promotion of the fact that you have moved and it is so accessible?
We have been trying to sort of raise the profile. We dropped out of sight for a little while we were packing up and shipping out, and we had to decline offers of material because we just didn't have anywhere to put it while we were moving. But we think that the word is out, and these pods have been used by probably 1,500 people easily in the time since we've been open. And that's 1,500 people who probably wouldn't have come to our old premises on Minchell House. It's still possible to make an appointment to come and see film that isn't in the pods, because there's a lot that isn't. And we have other viewing facilities as well, and we occasionally have public screenings in the performance space that's here on the ground floor as well. So we hope the word is getting out. And whilst at the moment we're concentrating on activities in the building, it's a bit sort of Manchester focused, we are starting to get back out and about around the five counties.